with the second of their battle, bullets flying around and planes are going down, I seen a plane right alongside of us get hit. And all once he's climbing up, I said, what's happening? I got my eye on him. He's right behind us to the right side. And he's going, he climbed like a fighter plane, and all at once he looped, and he come out of the loop, and then he's flying level again. Oh, he's okay. And, oh, we thought that was great. He's all right now. And it seemed like 10 seconds later, the whole plane blew up. I didn't see nobody get out. I mean, this plane blew up. I figured what had happened. There must have been the B-24 is known. The Bombay always had gas fumes, and a little spark would set up like it's a bomb. I think that's why the B-17 took a little more punishment, because their wing was on the bottom of the airplane, and the fumes didn't come into the airplane. So the fumes is like gas, you know, and one spark could set it off. So anyway, we're on to the mission. I see the planes behind us are getting to be less and less, and we're up ahead. Pretty soon we were tail end Charlie, and they're coming in on us, and I'm going to really be on my toes. And I got a shot at a fuelman, and I seen it was a 110. ME-110, and twin engine plane. He's behind us, and he's about like 2,000 yards away. And as he comes in close, I give him a blast, you know, even though it was out of range a little bit. I give him a blast, and he would hold off. Well, once he did come a little closer, and he releases rockets. I never seen a rocket before. There's two rockets come right for our airplane. And it seems like I'm the target, you know. The rocket's coming right towards us. And I said, oh, no, that's going to be the end of it. Well, when the rockets come real close to us, they were spent. They went right under our airplane. So we got out of that situation. And right after that, the more fighter planes are coming in at us. No escort. And there's a splash of machine gun fire right to my turret. And an explosion in my turret. And knocked my oxygen mask off. And I was shocked, you know, from this one must have exploded right in the turret. And so my navigator, he would call like every 10 minutes, everybody by position, you know, waist gunner, right gunner, how you doing? Left waist gunner, how you doing? Fine, everything's all right. Tail gunner, how you doing? And I didn't answer. Tail gunner, how you doing? I hear it over the interphone, but I can't answer. I don't see. Once one of the waist gunners comes running back to see if I'm all right. And at that time, what made me shocked, I guess, I feel something at the back of my neck, and it's like it's just hot. I said, wow, I got hit, but it don't hurt that bad. So I reached over. We had the leather collar, you know, the fleet line. And I looked in the... It's red, you know, and it's on my collar. I guess I was stunned, you know, but when the weight's gonna come back, he's, Sam, are you right? I said, like that. I pointed at my neck, and he looked, he said, that's only hydraulic fluid, you're right. And the hydraulic fluid is red, you know, for, I guess, identification. I thought, oh, what a relief. It's only hydraulic fluid. So I get back to operate my turret, and it's not working, you know. And I guess the hydraulics are shut out in the turret. And my glasses all shattered like spider webs, you know, and I can't see out of too good. Oh, I said, I got to get rid of this glass. And I remember in gunnery school, there's four pins that you pull out, and you jettison the glass if it becomes damaged or shattered. And that's what I did. I pulled four pins out, and I get back to push it out. It won't go out. So I get back in the seat and pull back, and again, and push real hard, and it won't go out. I said, so about the third time I tried it and go down, I prayed about it. I said, God, give me a strength, you know. And I push it a fourth time, and it comes out. And what happens, it falls right between my guns, you know, the two guns. And my guns are elevated. So I got to get rid of this. So I had the hand cranks I had put up now. I put on. Had to use my hand cranks.
Oh, could you keep? I'll tell you later.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So I used my hand cranks, elevation and azimuth, you know. And I put the two cranks in, and that's when I slid the gas. I put my guns down so the glass would slide from the two guns. And about that time, I saw a fighter plane that seemed like about 200 feet away. I could see its face, and he looked like he was ready to press a trigger on me. And I quick hit the foot firing, which is the one that on your thumbs weren't working anymore because of hydraulic failure and electrical failure. So I hit the manual foot firing, and the guns went off, and I hit them, blew them apart.